come and your brain says the same thing. Generally we love. I was just talking about charity. I would use the word charity now as compared with love. Love can be compared to the outer lust thing. So charity involves, you see, needs, complete obedience. Such obedience for which mind raise up no doubt. Self-surrender, complete, and be respectful. Otherwise, only this charity which turns into love, I'll say now, that has background of ego, that transcends all laws, you see. And that very love makes us to control the to whom we love, you see. So love is only love when it becomes charity, I would say. Complete obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. That keeping of the commandments should be from a heart, out of complete self-surrender. That you will be able to do only when you are convinced at heart that to whom you are going to obey is perfect, is more wise than, is wiser than you. He knows all the pros and cons of the whole thing. So such like prema is always appreciated by master. I quoted my instance once. Disciple always asks the master some favors. This is the favor I asked and I wanted. Favor from you, Master, I want love, charity. And that should be most respectful, with complete self-surrender. When he got that letter, he put that letter over his breast. He said, I also want that. So I was just telling you, love your master, keep his commandments without any ifs and buts. Ifs and buts. Complete self-surrender, because he knows what is to be done. Otherwise, we suffer. I was just quoting the instance of Mansur. He said, I am God. He put to the gallows, to the cross. Shams Tabriz went to somebody. Somebody called him, his son was dead, died. He said, well, make him alive. He said, name of God, I ask you to stand up. In the name of the Prophet, I ask you to stand up. He did. The dead body did not raise up. He said, I order. Raise up. Then he rose up. And what was the result? His skin was dry. So love is only love when it is respectful, with complete self-surrender. Such a love will... You lose your ego. That will appeal to the heart of the God in man. Generally we love, we transcend the bounds of respect, because we have got no surrender at heart. That results in disrespectful. Sometimes we vie with the master, sometimes we want to overrule the master. Because we are not convinced of the master that he is more wise than us. He is wiser than us. At least that much should be there. You may not call him a God for you, but you cannot tell. Our master, sometimes people ask him, well, how should we take you? He said, take me as your elder brother, as your father, as your teacher, as your well-wisher. and do as I order you. And according to that, when you go up, you rise up body consciousness, you see His greatness there, then you may call me anything you like. You see? Only then you can listen in. When you don't go in. And outer criteria is what? He must be able to give you something to start with. That's the only criteria. So you are here, all of you. What for? For love? Out of love. And love knows complete self-surrender, obedience, respectful. These are the things which are wanted. If anybody comes here, you see, just as a quote to you, and this is of my life when I went to the pastor first in the early days, he passed on, but he came out to where I was standing. Then he related the story, you see. I was just thinking, well, Master, so many big people are there, you see. Are there, those people are, not the Master. Those are, you go over there, all right, sir. I come only for the Master, not for those people. I said, there is one Master was going on it, Tanga, you see. I said, he passed on, passed. He did not stay where the big men were standing, but came on and stood by the side that the disciple was standing. He was poor, of course, in rags. When he was there, he related the story. The Master cares more for love, for respectful love. Any love which is just self-surrender. In few words, love knows what? Complete obedience. I think back there, complete obedience. Then that should be out of the heart, which has complete self-surrender. No ego. This can be done only when you have full conviction of the greatness. At least, as elder brother or father, he is wiser than you. And the outward symbol will be what he says, just follow completely. The outward symbol will be sweet, kind words, sweet talk, and out of humility. He says, love all who come to your home, just respect them, love them. You simply don't care who has come, who has not come. Anybody enters your well, they can come up. How are you? How much does it cost? So other people, you see, as I told you that instance, the Master who was on the Tanga, he just came to me, he said, well, look here, at the doors of the kings there are many dogs having baggage. So we are all dogs, of course, and it's cold on this, but we, with his feet, loving, with kind words, and respect, these are the things we have to love when you go to the Master. There is something that love being talked here, and I told you there are dangers also. You see? So first thing, complete obedience. And that should be out of surrender. If you got ego bent, you will just, ifs and buts will go on. You see? You may obey, but still ifs and buts will go on. If somebody, all right, keep quiet. Even then we are going to fight. No, this is not good. It means they have not the self-surrender. They have no complete, I mean, conviction of the superior reality of the Master. All those who come to you, all right, come and see, tell us what duty we can do. You are here. You represent the ashram, you see. Any flaw within you that will carry a bad name to the other, that man may never return. But wherever they go, you will say, well, such is ashram like that. His Master may be good, but his dogs are not good. What will they say? So I am just telling you, love is only love when it is within respectful bounds, with complete self-surrender, and obedience. Outward sign would be sweet words, kind words, with no aggressiveness or possessiveness. So this is what that's going on with this love every day, but we have to see the other side, what we are doing. So prem karo bhai, prem achhi cheez hai. Prem wahi prem hai. Pehle aagya ka palan ho, if you love me, keep my commandments. But wahi kaafi nahi, out of heart ho. Surrender se. Complete submission. Hawale hone se shuru. Usko kabhi karoge, jab usko experience janoge. Listen to him. You tell your tale and listen to him as well. Perhaps he may tell you something better. After all, he has also passed through life, you see. He has seen many vicissitudes of light and watched something very carefully. He's a good observer at least, if not more. Listen to him. So you are. जो आप यहाँ आए हो भाई प्रेम सीखने आए हो ना प्रेम तो सेवा जानता है अपने इंटरेस्ट को कुर्बान करना जानता है फादी को डक दे दो और आप जो यहाँ आश्रम में आते हो आप मैं एक ही जबान करके सब कहते आश्रम के कुत्ते को देख बात करना ये सब समझते बंदा कुत्ता खसम लुगा तो ऐसे भाई जबान मीठी रखो झूठा भरी रखो प्यार से रहो और कहना भी मानो ना भजन करो ये तो बाहर का कहना मानना है बाहर का ये अंतर का भजन करो रोटी ना खाओ और प्रेम जब होता है तो चिल्लाता नहीं आदमी ओबीडियंस हो ना जिसको कहते हैं रिस्पेक्ट अदब होता है ऐसा सब होता नहीं तो आकर से बोल ये बातें सीखनी भाई बाहरी ये तब बनेंगे जब साथ भजन होगा और सरेंडर होगा भाई साहब जो बात कही थी कही गई मैंने सोच कर नहीं जो आई क्या नहीं इस बार जो करेगा शुक्र अच्छा आपने कुछ कहना कब किस आई थी बहुत कभी कोई आती है कोई कहे फ्री टॉक होती है उसमें वो बाद में डिटेल में किताब में नहीं होती डाइजेस्ट हो जाता आई वाज जस्ट स्पीकिंग अबाउट व्हाट ही वाज रीडिंग हियर अबाउट लव लव इज अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ कंसर्न्ड द हार्ट नॉट द हेड इंटेलेक्चुअल्स आर नॉट नेसेसरी एंडोर्ड विद लव They were just discriminating from one thing to the other. So God is love and love is God and our souls have the same essence as that of God. And the way back to God is also true love. We say prayers. Prayers is full love, devotion. Performed with that, these things, they'll bear fruit. Natural generally, single-minded attention. The one who has love in his heart is always thinking of whom he loves. Naturally, whoever you just remember in your heart, there will be reaction in that heart too. Like wildest that you are feeling you. One thing, put one thing here to the other, so he sounds there. So one thing how to develop love is to constant love of God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all these things. And the other thing is, have the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who is that? They are called saints. We are also overflowing with love. For whom? With the self, with the children, with the environment, with those who are attached. So our love is distributed in so many places. And saints' love is only for one. So by radiation also, by coming close to him, you get some infection of love, you might say, some rays. And also if you give to something, higher quantity within you, what to speak of that. So how to develop love? There are two ways. One, constant remembrance with all the heart, with all the soul. And the other, by coming in contact with those who are really overflowing with the love of God. So when there is love, you see, the outward expression naturally follow sweet tongue imbued with humility. Mithat nimi nankat gun chaniya tat. That is what Guru Nanak said. So that's the panacea for all ills, whether worldly or spiritual. Love is not sold at any shop, you see, not grown in any field. It comes, it is within you already there, but that is distributed unless that is riveted to one ideal. There can be no peace or bliss. One who loves somebody is sitting in thousands of people. In directing attention to him, he, while sitting in thousands, he's white, what to say, he's out of humor, not here. So we have to do it now in two ways, by constant remembrance and in coming in contact with those who are overflowing with love. These are two things. For want of that, there's trouble everywhere, at home, in all regions, social circles, are the countries. So that is why it said God is love and love is God. All these practices we do, you see, rituals and other things we perform, you see, prayers we perform, some outward rites, if they are performed with love, they give some fruit. Otherwise, the mechanic uttering you go on doing, that will give you little or nothing. So love is the beginning. Man can only be called man if he is overflowing with love for God and for the sake of God with all other creation. Because he resides in every heart, he is the controlling power, all through universe. So this we have to dwell, and that's the only two ways how to dwell in love. So prem sabse badi barkat hai bhai, isko badhao, kiske saath prem ka khasa kahin na kahin na kar rahega. हमने लगा लिया दुनिया से, उसका नाम मोह पड़ गया, बार बार दुनिया में आ रहे हैं। इस आत्मा का प्यार लगना था परमात्मा से, लग गया दुनिया से, सीधे दुखी हो रहे हैं। अगर उसके साथ लग गया, मरकर कहाँ जाएंगे, उसी गोद में जाएंगे। So we have got this love in it in our souls. Love of our soul, it's a conscious entity, must be with all consciousness in God. Our love is now given to all our outward environments, result is we come again and again in contact with those whom we are attached by heart. If we just develop love with God, naturally we'll go where? To his feet. So love is everything. If we direct, we have to change the direction of love. From outside to God, which is within you already. The contact which is given by Master when you, once you have got some contact, put in daily time, come in contact with that, that will, you will, oh, that because that is all love, and you come in contact with that, your soul will, oh, will you overflow with love. In the ocean of love, of soul, the top of the ocean of all consciousness, when drop comes in contact with all love, natural that overflows. So that's the most natural way. Eh? It can be felt when some, as I told you, one perfume seller, you go to him, you have perfume, you have not to pay anything for that, but if he gives you one file of scent, that's something else. So if those who are flowing with love, they give you contact with you, with the all-pervading God, then naturally your soul will further overflow with love. And that's it. For that there are only two things. One, constant remembrance, sweet remembrance imbued with humility, and the society of those who are overflowing with the love of God, the power of peace. This can be had even by living closer to Him, or by radiation while thousands of miles away. Kabir says, the Master is that you are on the other side of the world, and the disciple is this side of the world, that is directed attention towards that. If radio and television can give you a vision of the man speaking and also what he speaks, well, why can't the Shabda manifest any work and work? So that's it. Highest religion is love. To develop that, we are doing all these things. This is what is wanted. To nazik rakar bhi pyar develop ho sakta, dur rakar bhi ho sakta. Kinka jo receptive bane. Those who are receptive, they can derive full benefit while living quite close and even while living thousands of miles away by directing their attention, like radio and television. So Swami Sir said, Dil ke raah ke bandh na kar paana, direct your attention. Just like it is a worldly example, one will be tossed with somebody, then she is always thinking of the one with whom she has been tossed, then naturally, that does love. So work like that, that you are be tossed with God. Within you, your soul is be tossed with the God which is within you. Always think of that, while remaining here, anywhere, and everywhere. That will be, I mean, dwell, your direction is me. When you think you are somebody, always sweet love is residing in your heart. You see. Then that's your reaction will be there. So be in the world, get out of it, and for that you can develop that. Only even you just follow this principle. So, pyar badi cheez hai bhai, pyar ko badhao, nazdeek rehkar bhi, door rehkar bhi. Sirf attention hai, paas rehne wale attention nahi karenge, de unse pura fayda nahi utha. Door rehne utha jate. Hamare door humaya karte the ki जब कीचड़ होता है ना, वो छनों पर रहकर खून पीता रहता है और दूर से गाय का बछड़ा आता है, दूध पीकर चला जाता है. So dwell in love, which is already innate in your soul. Love is no attachment like that. It is charity. Just dwell in that. इसको बढ़ाओ. चंगा बहुत. I was just defining prayer. What is prayer? and how it should be. Done, you see, prayer. Prayer is always done to somebody on whom we have got, we are fully confident exists, first of all. And second, we are confident about his competence. Two things. First, we should have full conviction that there is a God or there is a Guru or somebody whom is praying. And moreover, he is also confident that he is fully competent to give it. Both things. Then what sort of prayer will we will succeed? One thing, just ask your heart wants. What you give out from your mouth and what you think in your brain. Sometimes it is you want us to think this is good, we should ask for. But heart wants something else. There's no unity. There should be unison between the heart and the tongue and the brain. The prayer which is comes out of the heart, and that very thing comes out of the mouth, and that very thing we are fully confident intellectually, such like prayer is heard. You follow? The Christ said, if you pray God, you may have it. Perhaps you may have it. There's some doubt. If you will ask God in my name, he may give you. But if you will ask me, you will surely have it. What does that mean? If you pray God and you are not confident there is God, and where you are not fully calm, I mean fully full conviction that there is a God, and he is fully competent to give it, such like prayer, how can that be heard, first of all? And further, that prayer should go out from your heart. Your brain and your mouth should express the same thing what is in your heart. They should not differ. Such like prayer will be heard. So when Christ said that if you pray God, perhaps he may give you. If you pray God in my name, he may give you. If you pray to me, you will be given. In the first, man is fully convinced there is Christ. He sees him. He is fully convinced that he is competent. So unless when you have got full conviction, full faith in the Master about his competency and his existence, and that prayer comes out of your heart, that must be heard. They are saying in the sayings of the Guru, if such like prayer you offer, the God will catch you by the hand and say, all right, child, tell me what you want. You see? Tell me what you want. But why pagal nahi banao? Kaam ka logon ka khayal karo, kahan ki balti hai ye? You follow me what I say? Such like prayer, God has come on, child, what does it say? You see, your heart, mouth and brain are one. You see? You have full conviction about his competency. Don't pay any attention. Let us try.
So good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. This morning, our reader is James Leonard. Are you there, James?
Yes, I am, John. Thanks.
Okay, carry on.
Thank you. I'm getting an echo in this earpiece. I'm going to try something. Okay. John, can you hear me now?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. I've taken out that earpiece. It was giving me an echo. So, well, still got an echo. This morning's reading is going to be from Master's talk called, it is called Gubhakti. And this was published in the 1975 issue of Satsang. The master says, anyone can give lectures. Story from the scriptures. Outer
practice. was starting to have a problem.
Yeah, I'm starting to think so because I can hear an echo. Can you hear that echo?
Yeah, it cuts in and out.
You know, I don't know what caused this, but I don't really know how to fix it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Now, what I can try and do is hang up and call back. Probably take about 10 seconds. Do you want to wait for that?
Okay, let's try it.
All right, I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Okay, John?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I can hear the echo coming back still.
Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I have something to read.
Okay, well, you know, Master must want that read, so that's great. It'll be just fine, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so this morning I'll be reading from Morning Talks, Chapter 7. In the worldly things, you have to make a hypothesis and put in years and years of study. Even then, you cannot boast that you know everything of the worldly things. But by doing the other way, you come to the root of all creation. It is only to direct your attention from this side to that side. This is the way to God. Now you can judge what you want. You will have everything that you want in due course, but why not want God, that you may be his and he may be yours? Nobody else to intervene, neither body, mind, or anything in the outside world. So masters always give this advice, a wise counsel to the people at large, irrespective of whether they belong to one school of thought or the other. To the masters, there is no difference whether you reside in a church, a temple, a gurdwara, or a mosque. These places are meant for worshiping God, to develop love for God. Merely attending these places is not sufficient. You must see that you have developed as a result. All these performances boil down to what? Just that a man is taken away. In conscription, I would say, a man is taken by force. He has to labor all day long, and in the evening, he gets no wages. At the time of birth, you are helpless, and neither do you get anything when you leave. So what is the use? The fruit of all outward performances, reading of scriptures, doing practices, penances, is to see how far you have developed love for God. The best way to develop this is to meet somebody who is overflowing with the love of God. This phone is doing something. I'm going to change phones myself. Hang on.
Hello? Okay, we'll try this one. This might be better. The best way to develop this is to meet somebody who is overflowing with the love of God, with the intoxication of God. This intoxication can be had where? Eyes are the windows of the soul, and the soul peeps out of them. In whatever way a soul is imbued, you have the same radiation through the eyes. When we went to bow down to him, our master said, "What is down there? Look at me." So the eyes are the most effective way of having that radiation. You will forget everything, your body, the world, everything. Judge every day how far you have developed love for God. This is the highest thing you can develop in the man body and in no other body. These things are not only for reading. You have simply to see what love you have developed in your body. One saint said, "If you have not developed love for God, you have simply laden yourself with books, with scriptures, laden over like an ass. You have filled libraries with your brain, not a drop of it in your soul." Once a student who was carrying a book under his arm went to see Radhakrishna Paramahansa and was asked by him, "What is that book you are carrying?" The student replied that it showed how to make water. Ramakrishna laughed and said, "All right, squeeze some of the pages of the book and see how many drops of water ooze out." You follow what he meant? So simply reading books is a first step. It is not all. How many drops of water could be squeezed from the pages of the book? You speak of God, speak of God and man, speak of love of God, but how many drops of love have you got? This is to be considered. You don't care for these things. We simply stick to the outer things. We lay down our life for them, and there is deterioration, I would say. Make the best use of them. Know that you are to develop God consciousness and be aware of how much love you have developed for God. So I would say, step by step, this is the highest thing to be attained. When you are attached to the church, rituals, penances, this and that thing, sometimes God is forgotten and they take the foremost place. We have laid down everything for these outward things and have forgotten God. This is deterioration. Further deterioration comes when you forget God, even the church, everything. For selfish ends, you become the protectors and the contractors of the cults of the schools of thought which you have professed. And there is dissension and strife. You follow now what they lead to? So just see how far you have developed. With all that you have read, with all you're carrying in your arms and your brain, what is the result? Do you remember God? Or when you hear the name of God, does your heart become full and tears flow down your cheeks? Then it's all right. It is something on the way. There is hope. As when you see clouds, there is hope for rain. And when there are blossoms on a tree, there is hope for fruit. Otherwise, excuse me, all is fruitless. After all, for good things, you will have reactions of good. But that will not bear the true fruit to reach God. I have no rituals, no forms, nothing of the sort here. No temple, no church, no mosque. Why? Because what I am telling you is the highest thing. Remain where you are. You are not to leave your religions, but to make the best use of them and see how far you have proceeded, advanced, progressed on the way. So this is one of the reasons why I have got no church, temple, or anything. I take them as the elementary steps. People are stuck fast to them. They don't bear the fruits of performing the rituals or methods of outward performance. Here we have got no forms. We do not care what label you are wearing or what school of thought you have belonged to. We never care for it. We want just to enjoy that you are a man, you are a soul. The same God is within you. You must rise in that God consciousness. This is the main purpose of Rohani Satsang, what we are after here. This is what the world needs today. Do not judge on outward appearances. If there is a mound of filth over which a silken cloth is spread, do you mean to say that there will be no odor from it? So we can deceive the world, but not the God within us. Take to your heart what is being said. See how far you have changed, and if you are the same person with that same low nature. Outwardly, you are very good. Your dress is very neat. Outwardly, you are making obeisance and paying homage, but your heart is not changed. What did Christ say? He said, change your hearts, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Change your hearts. That is what all masters say. We don't listen to their words. We simply go on with the outward things, or do not seek further than the worldly things that we require. How many are there who have come only for God's sake? If you have come for God's sake, if they have come for God's sake, they will have him, sure and certain. If they have come for some other thing, then they will have only that thing, not God. Continuing on chapter 8. Love is innate in our souls. God is love, and our souls are the same essence as that of God. Love knows attachment to somebody. We are conscious beings. Our souls are conscious entities. Our soul should be attached to the Oversoul, which is all conscious. Instead, it has been attached to the world. This is the reason that we have been coming back again and again. It should have been attached to God or the God and man. If our soul is attached to him, the result will be wherever he will go, we will go. He is not to return to the earthly sojourn. Then why should we return? So what is love? Love is the attribute of the soul. It is already ingrained, innate in our soul. It requires attachment always, and is life-giving for a man. Just like water gives life to a fish. If a fish is taken out of the water, it will simply die. There is also one sort of plant that grows in water. So the more water it gets, the more it grows. Similarly, those souls which are endowed with the love of God, naturally they enjoy it just like life-giving water. If the water of it is the water of life for the soul. A man who is really detached from the world is not affected by it. Renunciation truly lies in the fact that we are not tied to the world, to anything outside. A man who has got love within him, love of God, is attached to God so much that all other things leave his mind. He is not attracted by anything else. For instance, if a man is sitting here, there may be hundreds of others sitting around him, but he will be wholly and solely absorbed in the Master. This is a feat of love. Love also knows sacrifice. The Masters say that those who would like to play the game of love should come with their heads cut off and placed in their palms as an offering. Even then, they would not mention what they have done. God knows the very trend of our mind, what lies in our mind. This is one fact that I show. What does one who loves want? He always wants to see the Master. He loves everything of the Masters. I was just talking about one man who attended a Pacific conference here some years ago. He was a minister of Korea. He had come here to the ashram and was initiated. He was so much intoxicated that he would embrace all the walls and the trees of the ashram. He would say, they are very beautiful, very loving. Why? For the sake of the Master, of course. Love beautifies everything. It is but natural. Another time, one man telephoned me from America. All right, what do you want? I asked him. I simply want to hear your voice, nothing else. Just talk about something. I said, what do you want? Tell me. No, I just want to hear your voice. For about 1 hour, he continued like that. He just wanted to hear my voice. You know how much that hour's telephone call must have cost him? I think no less than... An ordinary call costs about 30 or 40 rupees at least, only for a few words. That means at least $200 or even more than that. So that is but natural. If he has got love, everything will appeal to him. There is a story in India about one Majnu, who was very fond of Lila. One day he came across a dog and began to kiss its feet and hug it. People asked him, what are you doing? Oh, I have seen this dog going into the laying of my beloved Layla. This is love. It is but natural. It is said that those eyes that do not see the master should be taken out. Those ears that do not hear the voice of the beloved, it would be better if they were deaf. The head is blessed that bows down to the feet of the beloved. Guru Nanak and Shames Trabez said that those arms should be broken that do not embrace the master. So these are the feats of love. What does a lover want? Naturally, to be near to the master, the God in him, of course. He wants to listen to every word that the master utters. He will follow it at any cost. If you love me, keep my commandments. These things follow as a matter of course, I would say. He who loves will follow what the master says, whether he is in the master's presence or away. The master is word personified. Whether the disciple is thousands of miles away, he is still being watched, because the master is the word made manifest. Sometimes the master also manifests physically. So just meet with the wishes of the beloved. This is what love does. And what does it cost? It costs nothing. It asks only that you should have your whole attention riveted on the beloved. All other things will follow naturally. Again, this question comes, what is love? Where is it? What does it want? How can it be developed? This is what I explained yesterday. If you love somebody, he is always in your mind. If you keep somebody in your mind, naturally you will feel attracted to him. When somebody comes to you and speaks of the master, you take him as your true relative. So this is the feat of love. The most practical and competent way in which you can develop it is just to sit in the radiation of somebody who is overflowing with the love and intoxication of God. This is the quickest and most natural way of being, what to say, infected. You will get infected by the society of the master who is overflowing with the love of God. And what does it cost? It costs nothing. The beloved wants that the lover should not look to anybody, not to hear anybody, not to think of anybody, except the beloved. This is the feat of love. The man who has got such a love, why should he return to the world? He may return as a teacher, as a master, to bring back the children of God to his home, but he will never come as a prisoner, as a reaction of the past, being attached to the world. So this is the feat of love and what it gives us. Your attention is divided in so many ways. It is just like a pipe that has so many holes. When the water flows through the pipe, it will ease out from each hole drop by drop. If you close all the holes except one, the water will shoot out. So if our love, which is now divided into so many things, is withdrawn from the outside, and only one avenue is left to God, other God and man, naturally it will shoot forth. Love is already innate in our souls. It is simply divided in so many ways. In the body, in enjoyments, in children, for name and fame of the world. If we just keep one hole open and direct our love there, naturally it will be detached from the others. That will work wonders. Any words coming from the Masters will be charged with his love and will radiate that love. Why do people come from thousands of miles to be here? What for? To look at the Master, to hear his words. They can, of course, have the same effect even thousands of miles away, just by turning their attention towards the Master. Kabir says that if the Master lives across the ocean and you live this side, you should direct your attention towards him. You will have the same benefit. But even if you have that, you cannot underrate the first-hand experience of having the company of the Master. So this is the feat of love. When that is developed in the body, naturally everything else will follow of itself. When such like people come to the world is flooded with love, because by infection, by radiation, you get the same thing. When you sit by flows of ice, naturally you get cold. If you sit by fire, you will have heat. If you sit by somebody who has got love and bliss of God inside of him, naturally you will have an infection like that. If you sit by a man who has died with lust, contempt for others, retaliation, and so many other things, naturally you will have heat, not cold. This is why the company of the saints has been so highly spoken of by them. When you sit by somebody, that society has the same effect by radiation. God is love, and our soul is love, and the way back to God is also through love. All reading of scriptures, performances of one ritual or another, is for what? So that you may have your attention directed to God. Your love is distributed in so many ways, should be one pointed only for that reason. If that is not the result, then all your outward penances are fruitless. To speak of love is one thing. To have that love in your heart is something else. I told you yesterday that it is a subject of heart, not of head. The head may be there to understand, that's all. But you have to develop love. So you cannot reach God except through love. This love is developed, as I already explained to you yesterday and have further explained today. These are things which we have to see whether we have got in our souls, developed in our own selves. Just by touching some object, going to some place, or just singing this or that won't do. Just see how far you have developed love within you for God. When you think of God or have love for God or the God in man, naturally you will develop those very attributes which he personifies. To hear the sound principle of God is just like cutting a crop and putting it in one place to have all the grain out of it. That place then becomes an abode of all the grain. If you see the light of God or hear the voice, sound principle of God, all virtues will become embedded in you. You will have all virtues only by coming into contact with the sound or light of God. These things follow naturally. Here we lack. We put in less time. We put in more time for the outward things. So first of all, you should have God consciousness all through. First personal, then universal. We care more for ritual and outward performances than the love of God. This is deterioration. Blessed are those penances or rituals by performing which you develop love in you for God. It is only for his sake that you perform all rituals. They are good actions, of course, and will react in goodness, but not in God. So remain in any country, in any school of thought, that makes no difference. The difference lies in how far you have developed love for God. Those rituals, those penances, which have helped you in developing love for God, are blessed. So the company of the saints is most needed. The society of good people will naturally develop goodness in you. The society of spiritual men will develop spirituality in you. That is why it is said that a man is known by the company he keeps. So this is the feat of love. The more you develop in this way, the more you are blessed. The more you are making the best use of your life. If not, then you are just taking up a way that will bring you back again and again to the world. So blessed is the man who meets with the Master, who sows the seed of Nam within you. The seed of Nam, once planted, cannot be destroyed. If you just come in contact constantly with Nam, you will have love for God. You will be detached from the world. Even the man who has just been initiated has got the seed of Nam within in him. He has got some capital to start with. If he has not developed it in his life, forgotten it, he will have to come back, but not below the level of man, because in the man body only can the seed flourish. What is the use of coming back, even as a man? Why not put in more time and develop that thing which you have got already? You can develop more love for God, or the God in man, by following his instructions. Then you are not to come back. The more you advance in the earthly life, the higher will be the plane that you will go to. So put in more time, please, to your practice. Develop love for God within you. You'll be blessed. You will have to make the best use of your life. We have got oceans of talk, but how many grains of action? An ounce of practice is better than tons of theory. So, wanted. Reformers, not of others, but of themselves. An example is better than precept. This is what is needed. We simply take to the outer rituals and do not care for the purpose for which they were meant. People will even lay down their lives for their performance, but forget God, for whom they were meant. This is deterioration, truly speaking. The highest religion is to develop love for God and God consciousness within you, to be in his holy presence, I would say. He is everywhere. Where is he not? We are having our being in him. The question only remains of opening the eye to see him. That eye is opened by the Master. He gives you a contact with the God into expression power, which is the light and sound principle. The more you put in time, all virtues will become embedded in you. So just see where you stand. Excuse me a minute, I'll do a count. Today we had 49 people at the satsang. I expect the time change confused some of us. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming to the satsang. And thank you, Master, for providing this to us. Now, please hang up your phone.